2 weeks back ngifake notification emapoliseni ukuthi DJ mhlaka 11 namusha kuyimani against the indaba ye government of Zimbabwe indaba ka Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi ufuna ukusebenzisa induna zakithi to heal or to deal with the issue of Ibrahim. So thina ukuhambisa kwethu izincwadi besiloko sikhulumisana namapolisa esikhathini sonke lesi esidlulileyo, but unfortunately anti abantu laba vele i-instruction bayitsherwa eHarare. So they never granted that the permission. Basivumela kuphela ukuthi lina lizahamba peacefully abantu abangu-4 or 5 bezoyenda over ama-petitions kuma-ministers of state for provincial affairs ahlanganisela ma-south ma-north Ibulawayo metropolitan. So simangile namhla sivuka sathola Ibulawayo yonke ivinjwe ngamapolisa lanxa sifanisile ukuyofaka ama-petitions wona lawo besiphelekezelwa ngamapolisa lapho kade siyafaka khona emhlahlandlela bekuvinjiwe lapho kade sifuza ukuthi siqalisele khona imatshi yethu ekuvinjiwe. So kunzima kakhulu indoda lo ukuthi uzama ukuthi esebenze njani.
Yeah, khonapho kupetition khonapho belibatshelani lifuna ukuthi kwenziweni.
Besibatshela ukuthi umthetho United Nations under the United Nations Genocide Convention of 1948 ayivumi ukuthi umuntu oyenza umbhukazwe ethonisiswe ngeyinye icourt decided the International Court of Justice. So we cannot allow ama-chiefs ukuthi ahendle indaba eyombhukazwe ngoba it is out of the context of the Genocide Convention of 1948.
Ngakho-ke lithi kumele kubanjwe mbala.
Lokho thina sithi uMnangagwa lo Sidney Sekeramai lo Chiwenga, all of those who are still surviving ama-perpetrators must be prosecuted by the ICC. That's the procedure. That's what the law says with United Nations. Not ukuthi bezithonisise bona ngoku-appointa ama-chief abo abase bebanika izimoto abase bebanika ama-laptops. It's a violation of the international law.